Okay, Capricorn. So, the astrology for this week is very progressive, and honestly, it's going to make you happy. So we're going to get into it, and I'm going to get into the cards right after we cover the astrology. This is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. It is for Capricorn, Sun, Moon, and Rising Sign. There's always an extended reading for those of you who want to join me to continue this message and get even more details. And that link is down below, or you can join the Unbound membership and get access to all of the extended readings, which means you'll have access to your Sun, Moon, and Rising Sign the whole time, right? For the whole time that you're a member. In addition to that, you'll have all the channel perks at your fingertips as well. So check that out. Please remember to subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you know when I upload your favorite content. FYI, Capricorn content comes out every single Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. That's over here on the West Coast. And I do a daily tarot card reading Monday through Friday over on my second YouTube channel called Astrology Motivation. I'll attach the link above and you can join me for a live chat as I do that general reading. Okay, so why do I love the astrology so much? Well, you guys have been, Saturn has been squared to Venus. And yeah, that causes tension. I mean, if you've been feeling friction with your in your romantic relationship, whether, I don't care, a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, it doesn't matter. In romance, just not being able to find anybody or feeling like you're always being questioned or there's always conflict. Well, there you go. And it goes the same for finances too, because Venus rules finances. And she's also been in Taurus. So that exacerbates things, right? It makes it even more heavy in that. Venus likes to luxuriate when she's in Taurus. And so ultimately can constantly make you feel like whatever you're doing is not good enough, or you're not keeping up, or people are never fully completely appreciating you for what you do. Well, as of Saturday, that's gone, right? It's free. It's like liberated. Ha! And as of Monday, a trine to Mercury forms. And Mercury, Venus, first of all, moves into Gemini, which lightens her up a bit. But the square is gone. I think that happens on Thursday when she goes into Gemini. No, Wednesday when she goes into Gemini. But the square between you and Venus, so that will lighten up things a little bit. Though I got to say, it'll be even more heavy in conflict with your significant other when it comes to talking or friendships, speaking with them, connections that you have with friends. There might be things that get kind of snarled or misinterpreted, just FYI. But by the weekend, that square is gone, right? Lightening all that pressure up for you guys. And then we have a trine to Mercury forming, I believe, on Monday between Saturn and Mercury, which really makes communication start to flow very nicely, which is exactly what you need after all that tension with Venus, especially in the household, or maybe some good news finally comes in, or harmony comes in when it comes to ideas or thoughts, or finally figuring out how do I make this work, because Mercury is in Gemini as well. And then you also have this phenomenal sextile to Mars. And that's what I'm most excited about, because sextiles get things done. They're active, they're motion. And between Saturn, which is reliability and informed decision making and standards, high standards, as well as could be restrictions, but I think it's just high standards when it gets sextile to Mars. And then all of a sudden, Mars is about action, energy. And it's like you can really activate and get things done and figure them out. So by the beginning of next week or the end of this energy week that we cover when we're talking, things are going to feel so much lighter. They're going to feel like things have really led up, and you'll be able to figure things out and work things out. You'll have the words, you'll have the ideas, you'll be able to articulate, you'll be listened to. It's not about obedience, right? It's about partnership and working. And there's just been working together, and there's just been clashes going on. Anything that has to do with finances, that's going to be relieved. I don't know what you could have been dealing with, but getting in bills that you didn't expect, or realizing that you had more obligations because maybe you had to take care of somebody or take care of a situation, financial situation that you didn't know about, or student loans were calling and you have to pay an extra payment, whatever it was, that kind of crap is behind. Right? And now we can get things done. You'll be highly motivated to get things done, and things will be clear. You'll be easily able to figure stuff out, which is exactly the position that you want to be in, Capricorn. So the astrology is looking like it's lightening up. Will there be some conflicts? See, there's this weird tension between Saturn and I believe it's the Sun, once the Sun goes into Cancer, and it's going doing funny things, wonky things with the Moon as well. It's not that the Moon moves quicker, so that could be some conflict between mother and father relationships with your parents, or what you want to do versus what your parents wanted you to do, and all of that working itself out. But mostly, the Moon moves quickly, so that won't stick around for long. But with the Sun, it's almost like you're kind of relearning who you are, or figuring out new ways to be in a situation. And, you know, just because it doesn't feel right to me, or it's not who I identified myself as, what if it's an opportunity? It's that kind of energy. So there's still opportunity. There's still progress to be made. And that's why it's just, there's a relief. And I'm very happy astrologically for you guys this week. So let's get into the cards. Happy birthday, Doug Denny. Capricorn. Can't wait to see what the cards tell me. We have time for a beginner mind, and it really is. And that's Aquarian energy, but let's take that really literally right now and say a whole new mindset, thinking of things a different way. If you keep doing, and I think I said this to Sagittarius, maybe. If you keep doing things the old way, you'll keep getting the same old results. Even if you move someplace new, even if you invest in something new, if you use the same mindset, same old ideas, same old strategies, same old patterns, same old habits, if you keep using those things, you'll turn what's new into what's old. And if what's old was dysfunctional, why the fuck do you want it? So ultimately, this is time for a beginner mindset. It's like, and I feel like especially once Mercury trines Saturn, that's when it kind of starts to become more comfortable for you to accept, I need a little innovation here. You know, maybe you'll even accept advice at that point. But it's legitimately like, I need to look at things in a different way or from a different perspective. Sorry about that, guys. Because honestly, I don't want to repeat the old stuff. I don't want to rebuild. I don't want to have all this new potential and all these new resources and rebuild the same old fucking model that I just moved out of, right? It's time for a new way of looking at things, a beginner mindset. This could even be that you are ready to start something new that you don't know, and you're ready to sort of be in that low on the totem pole position. Just to learn something. So it could be the beginning of learning something, but you have to be prepared for that. You have to be ready. And I think this could be a really excellent time for you to be prepared and open-minded to that. And then we have make your dreams real. So this is Scorpio energy. So you have bigger plans, right? You have longer term intentions. So it's almost like, listen, I just want to learn something. I just want to create something. I want to learn how to create something. So this could be an excellent time for you to learn a new craft, a new skill. And then we have make your dreams real. Maybe even in some ways, rethinking what you always thought you wanted to be. But there's definitely here, make your dreams real. You're weaving something, you're planning something, you're constructing something. Okay. Remember, you don't want to construct the same old thing. Then we have trust the great mystery. This can also be a response to a situation where you felt like you need more dexterity and mental malleability, because it's like walking through a spider web and you can get tripped up, you can get caught at any time. It's almost like you feel like everything that you say, somebody's recording. Not literally, I hope not, but like, or everything that you do, somebody is taking a different way. And it's almost like it's almost like you may be feeling like you've been walking in a spider web, and you kind of need a different perspective or mindset on this to get out alive. Then we have trust in the great mystery, which is just throwing yourself into something. 6 + 5 = 11. And then we also have 5 + 6 = 11. What does that mean? You got 11, 11 in your reading. So that means you're going to become very aware of where the weak parts are, the weak steps are, where the creaky steps are. You're going to become very aware of where to step and where not to step. And that's for a longer term goal of realizing what works and what doesn't in dealing probably with somebody. Though I don't like the idea of you having to creep around on a spider web, right? Diving right into building something new. That could also be. Let's look at it that way, because I like that. You see clearly now. Nope, bringing me right back to you see really clearly. I think something finally dawns on you. When there's not that tension there and there's not that conflict there, something will finally become very clear to you about this spider web you've been walking in. And it could very well be just a sense of how to get out of it. Right? But also a sense of why somebody's acting like this or what they actually want from you, so you don't have to get yourself into sticky situations. I think you see it very, very clearly now. That's really good energy, especially since, you know, owl could easily eat the fucking spider. You know what I'm saying? So looking at it from a new frame of mind, or maybe constructing something together or doing something together, can help you actually reset or recalibrate your mindset so that you see, hey, we're on each other's side here. We're not in contention. And that's especially when it comes to a like a romantic relationship. Know your worth. This is skunk spirit. Foundational out of everything is know who the fuck you are. I feel like this is where you end up realizing just how important you are to a situation or a person. And how valuable you are to this long-term goal or this project. It may be that somebody is finally seeing that they have to start working with you and stop all this fucking conflict and just trust what the fuck you're saying. But there would have been a lot of contention, especially with Venus square. You had Saturn square Mercury for the longest time. And that was affected by the retrograde with Mercury. And then you had, almost 2 days later, Saturn square to Venus. So it's almost like there has been a lot of conflict. And I think maybe now this could be the clearing of the mind of somebody else finally fucking realizing, you know, why have I been acting like this? Hopefully. Know your worth. What does this mean? This definitely has to do with partnership, teamwork, friendship, doing something for others, healing yourself by healing others, realizing that not everybody is on the same schedule as you or doesn't understand things as quickly as you. This is Aquarius energy, which is about friendship and community and giving without the idea of receiving. And this is about Libra energy, which is about beauty and partnership, usually long-term romantic partnership. This is the foundation. I can tell you right now, this cracks the whole secret wide open. Friendship is the foundation. And when Saturn trines Mercury, Mercury, remember, is in Gemini, which means it'll be a beautiful trine to these energies. So it's almost like telling me that that's what's going to happen to you guys when Saturn trines Mercury, is like you're finally going to be able to find the friendship in your relationship. And recognize each other as friends. And that may sound really boring, but it's not. For long-term partnership, friendship is the key to long-term happiness and success of the partnership. It's not about the lust and the love and the limerence and the, oh, I need you so bad. It's about the friendship, being able to work together, work in community, and even like work toward a common goal. If you have like a community, if you're planning something, maybe planning an event for the community, working on this together in partnership is going to help you, like I said before, recalibrate your relationship to show, okay, we're on the same side here. Okay, I like that energy. That means shit's working itself out. There's a lot of Aquarius energy, which means seeing the truth about something. They're all upright though. So honestly, Capricorn, you got nothing to worry about. We have use your mind wisely when pigs fly. Also, the impossible is happening, right? And be at peace. You may actually be sort of achieving a peace that you never thought that you'd achieved. A happiness or a gladness, especially after you figure something out that had really plagued you. In and around something that you were constructing, building, designing, writing. Wow. That's going to relieve a lot of stress. So what is it? I'm looking for the cards that are going to tell me. Let's get to the moon. And now this is in reverse. Show the world the real you, but it's in reverse. Oh. So I asked the question, okay. You never thought, there was some point, Capricorn, where you really thought, I'm never going to be able to be myself. Maybe I don't know what it is I'm really even interested anymore. Maybe I don't know like what I am supposed to be contributing to the world or what I want to do with my life or what my purpose is, if you've been feeling a little bit lost. Also, this could be saying all the good stuff you do that people have not been able to see, that people have, from your perspective, been taking you for granted. Right? This is a time when all of a sudden peace is achieved because now people aren't taking each other for granted anymore. They actually are appreciating and seeing, wow, you contribute so much here. That's a huge fucking breakthrough. And I'm telling you, that's probably going to happen at the end of this energy week, right? Toward Tuesday. Beautiful things are happening. With that full moon in Cancer. Now, I'm sorry, that new moon in Cancer. Of course, it's going to be interesting to Pluto, but a change in the wind. What the fuck? Yes! A change in the wind, Capricorn, and happy, happy. Now, what are those changes that are going to make you so happy? Let's just first, come on, appreciate the fact that we, there's going to be a change that's actually going to make us extremely happy. And it does absolutely have to do with somebody finally valuing and seeing and appreciating. Like the light clicks on what we do, what you do, right? So much so often goes unnoticed. And I feel like that's could be a vice versa, but I feel like it's more for you. It's almost like saying, this is why I was so restrictive. This was why I was so particular. It's like all of a sudden somebody finally realizes, probably has to do with money or how money is being used, or maybe they finally realize that you're not all about their finances, you know, that kind of energy of finally getting it, finally getting in some way that they have a best friend here, finally getting it in some way, like, this is what I have to do to click in and, because you're not intentionally showing yourself or announcing anything. This is like a shift in the wind that kind of blows back the curtain so they see, like, you're the man behind the curtain. You're the one that's been making this all function and run smoothly. Okay. Capricorn. Love begins. You know what's really interesting? Where for some of you, this could be a very actually loving time. Okay, and a new relationship can begin. I feel like in some ways, for those of you who have been really struggling with your partnerships, it's almost like, even if you guys have been together for 15 years, it almost feels like this is the first time you actually feel loved and contented. So it kind of marks this new period in your life of when you feel appreciated because somebody's finally, they finally see you. And then we have rest and rejuvenate, which is also just a reiteration of use your mind wisely, be peace and happy, happy. It's just reiterating the same facts, which means love and peace and happiness are finally fucking coming into your life. Let's go to the extended because I'd love to see how it plays out. See you there.